Last week, a report came out showing that blacks are far more likely to be locked up for drug offenses than whites.
Well, there's really very little that's new in this report.
Robert Beatty is a professor of criminal law at Stetson University College of Law. He's reacting to the report from the Washington-based Justice Policy Institute, which, after examining nearly 200 of the nation's largest counties, found that 97% of them had racial disparities in drug incarceration rates. Overall, African Americans were 10 times more likely than whites to be imprisoned for drug offenses, even though whites and blacks sell and use illegal drugs at similar rates.
These statistics have been demonstrating significant racial disparities in incarceration for decades in the United States, certainly over the last 20 to 30 years.
LaWanda Johnson is with the Justice Policy Institute. She says it's time for the country to reconsider its drug policies.
They spent more money in community programs and maybe looked at alternatives to locking people up for drug offenses if they're addicts. You know, maybe doing a different analysis of the situation and looking at whether these people are addicts, if they're drug problems, and having drug treatment programs at the community level.
Though the report, called The Vortex, The Concentrated Racial Impact of Drug Imprisonment and the Characteristics of Punitive Counties, does not list specific recommendations for the counties, overall, it argues that there should be a de-escalation of the drug war and a shift to evidence-based drug enforcement practices. The report ranks counties with the highest racial disparities. Polk County was the highest ranking in the Bay Area, listed at 51st. Hillsborough was 66th, Pinellas 82nd. According to the report, Polk and Orange counties had the biggest percentage of blacks, but the lowest disparity in incarceration rates. LaWanda Johnson with the Justice Policy Institute explains why.
They spend a significant amount in policing. The poverty level was pretty high. And I would say that those two factors together, the number of African Americans, the poverty level, and the amount of money that they spend in policing, and policing in those low-income areas, which is probably where the African-Americans are concentrated, the ones that are in the county.
In terms of what policies are being formulated to deal with the disparity in arrests and incarcerations, Stetson Professor Robert Beatty says Washington and Tallahassee have been missing in action.
We've had declining crime rates in this country for 15 years, and that's had very little impact on legislation. We have a climate in our legislatures that the only way to be reelected is to be tough on crime, even though that's really not true as far as polls are concerned. I think legislators, like much of the population, are ignoring these statistics. They'd rather pretend that we don't have a racial problem in our criminal justice system.
Critics of the U.S.'s so-called war on drugs say one way to adjust priorities would be to emphasize funding to deal with violent crime. The Justice Policy Institute's LaWanda Johnson.
The number of people who are being arrested for these drug convictions, who are being convicted at this level, are not necessarily, once they're taken off the street and they're put in prison, it doesn't reduce the crime in the communities. The communities are no more safer.